Keith is the head basketball coach of Polo. Polo has, as we tape this, they're going to be playing their final game at NCMC today, and then they'll also have Gallatin coming back from break in the Osborne tournament. It's going to be their first tournament activity, well, in a new part of the year, second tournament of the season. And Polo's been able to win four at this point. I think you beat Maysville when we visited, or you were going to play Maysville. You'd beaten Winston and Milan since we visited last. I didn't get the idea that you were necessarily thrilled with the way you were playing, or maybe the easier way to say it is there was certainly some room for improvement. I know you were going to take on a young Maysville team, and they're trying to figure things out, and they're really young this year, and they're trying to compete as long as they can within games, and I guess they did for a little bit with you. Was that kind of a game that was in the category of the others that you'd played? There were some spots that were okay, but room for improvement?
Well, I thought in that game did a lot of good things offensively. That we hadn't in the past. We've struggled to score, and we've struggled to take care of the ball. And I usually think defensively, for the most part, we're doing a good job, with the exception of giving teams extra opportunities to score with our turnovers. But the Maysville game, we were able to put up some points and take care of the ball at the same time. I think our turnovers, we're averaging in the 20s, which obviously you're not going to have a lot of success doing that, but our turnovers were, I believe, 11 or 12 for that game, so that was huge for us, just, not necessarily slowing things down, but just valuing the ball a little better, just something we have not done all year, and we did a really good job in that game of taking care of the ball and valuing the ball and valuing the possession and just working the ball around left to right and not so one-sided, and looking for trying to look for, always say it should touch the hands of at least four out of the five people, at least in the half-court set, and as opposed to transition. But we did a really good job in the Maysville game doing that.
Okay, had a pretty good start, it looked like, against King City earlier this week at NCMC. And while King City eventually won the game, and from the first quarter, they kind of steadily pulled away. I don't know if it was necessarily a big run. And from what I saw, it looked like it was a fairly encouraging game from Polo's point of view, particularly talking about turnovers. And I don't know if it was the number of turnovers, but, boy, King City was awfully good about turning turnovers into points.
Yeah, and that's something that we talked about again with turnovers, and we got back up in the – the 20s, it wasn't really in bunches. It was pretty gradual. But like you said, they did a good job. I don't know how well they do in the season of doing that. You can tell they probably do, but they really did a good job in that game of turning our turnovers into scoring opportunities on their end. We missed a lot of opportunities. I think there was a swing there right at the end of the first half. We went into half down five, and there was a stretch there. We had, I think, the Copeland girl. She was at the free throw line, and she missed, and she actually got her own rebound and missed a wide open layup. And then they got the rebound, and they pushed it down in transition and hit the wide open layup there late in the first half. So right there, there's a lot of ways a 4-point swing right there, and giving them momentum going into half. And then the third quarter, really they separated themselves from us. I think they outscored us by seven or so there in the third quarter, and that opened it up and kind of played even with them just a little bit in the fourth quarter, and wasn't able to close that gap any there late. So they're a good team, a veteran team. I think they had pretty much everybody back from their team a year ago. And, even though we did a lot for the most part, we still struggle with things. So it was a good, rare situation. You see a conference opponent there at Holiday Hoops. There was some familiarity there as far as knowing what they do and their players. And I'm glad competed for the most part. I'm not happy with the result, obviously.
Okay, that's Greg Keith. He's head basketball coach of Apollo.